that boy's full. When he grows up, he might say he'll have his trouble.
He'll think he'll have to have his way if he's all, you know, from then on, unless he's brought up right.
If you're agreeing with somebody else, you might say, he'll have his trouble.
I don't know.
Do you ever say, life is not, or something like that when you agree?
More than likely, that's the way it'll be.
Yeah.
Something like that.
What do you call the trenches that you cut with a plow?
Furrows.
If you have a good yield, you might say, we raised a big...
Raised a big crop this year.
If you get rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you say you did what?
Cleared the land.
If you cut them down to make a road through the woods to a logging camp, you say, we just
cleared out a right of way.
The second cutting of clover or grass is called what, Uncle Mom?
The second cover.
What do you call the old, dry, dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring?
That's the old dead grass from last winter.
Do you ever call it aftermath or anything like that?
Yeah, sometimes you might call it that.
The wheat is tied up into a what?
Heap.
And the bundles or the heaps are piled into a what?
Well, wheat, we used to, would cut it in bundles and shock it to dry a few days, you know. Then haul it and thrash it and put it in the barn. But wheat was a grain that when it got dry enough to thrash, the less you could handle it, the more you'd save, because it'll shatter off. Every time you move it, you'll lose some.
I've got a question down here. How many sheaves are there? In a shop, how many sheaves or bundles would it be?
We usually put seven.
Was there any reason for that number?
That would give it more air.
Yeah.
You could start shocking it and just keep adding them, but you wouldn't get... You'd defeat the idea of drying your wheat.
Yeah.
I have known it to be shocked in five bundles when they were big bundles. But you, ordinarily, you'd put about seven. That'll make it stand up better.
What might you say if you raise a certain amount of wheat on an acre? We raise 40.
That wheat made 40 bushels to the acre. I've known of it doing it, and a little better.
That's a good yield.
That's a good yield.
What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, you have to thrash it.
Yeah. How'd you go about doing that?
You throw it in a thrashing machine, or even now use combines, it thrashes it, it cuts it.